talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. But remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. We're going to start off with one of the most really servile 180s I have ever heard anyone do. And I thought, you know, when Voss did a 180, and because Trump criticized him, he hired Gableman. We're going to talk about that later in the show. I thought that was pretty bad. And then when Kunyenga, state senator from Waukesha County, just was servile to Trump. Trump sacked the leadership of the Wisconsin Republican Party for not doing a cyber ninja crooked audit. So they fell in line and are doing a crooked audit at your expense. We're talking about that later. But Kunyenga, or maybe it's Kapenga. I forget which one of the Engas. Could be, one of them. State Senator, Waukesha County, compared himself as a bobby pin to Trump's sword. I mean, that's just a very, very Freudian comparison, a very unpleasant comparison, very, very unpleasant comparison, and said that he wore Trump clothing on his socks, on his feet, presumably with Trump's picture on it. That's pretty sad. But this takes the cake. Mark Meadows was Trump's chief of staff. He's a former congressman from North Carolina. He was asked by Trump to be his chief of staff, and he was a foot soldier, went along with the big lie, went along with the insurrection, went along with subverting our democracy just because Trump, who's now really the leader of an American fascist party called the Republican Party. The Republican Party is not the Republican Party that you knew and I knew growing up. It is increasingly a fascist party, and Google the word and take a look at Europe in the 1920s. Take a look at Mussolini. And then, of course, what happened in Germany, beyond description. In any event, Mark Meadows seemed to break out of it. He just published a book called The Chief's Chief. So the chief is the president, the head of the military. He's the chief. And the chief chief is Mark Meadows. He's his chief of staff. Pretty straightforward. And we read it. We talked about it yesterday. That was the one where he disclosed that Trump had been diagnosed with COVID before the debate with Joe Biden, September of 2020, before meeting with the Gold Star families, before meeting with veterans, and didn't tell anybody. And that super spreader event in the Rose Garden, where he was celebrating Amy Coney Barrett, whom he just nominated for the Supreme Court. Remember that? 12 people got COVID? Yeah, it was outdoors. Very still, hot night. Everybody sitting together. Chris Christie got it. Chris Christie went on a ventilator briefly. Chris Christie's overweight. He has a lot of issues. Immunocompromised. He's lucky he didn't die. Trump's family got it. Melania, both his sons, two of his sons, Don Jr. and Barron, the younger one. Trump just went around not telling folks. That was one where his private physician called Mark Meadows and said, don't let him leave. He has COVID. We just saw the tests. Trump left anyway, no mask. Ordered the Secret Service to drive him around in an enclosed car, waving at people. He had COVID. Those Secret Service agents, some of them got COVID as a result of Trump. That was a great revelation. Trump fired back. Trump attacked Mark Meadows. Trump said it was fake news. Threatened Mark Meadows. What did Mark Meadows do? He crumpled like a cheap suit. He caved. You know what he said to Newsmax? That's a right-wing news organization. He said, Trump's right. It is fake news. About his own book. About his own book. He went on to say, it's just a lot of great stories that candidly talk about the miraculous work and the historic work of Donald Trump. Of Donald Trump. In other words, yes, sir. I'm a liar, sir. You're right, sir. The problem is when a guy says that, how do you know when he's lying? How do you know when he's lying? Yeah, Luke.
Well, I just want to
clarify. Really, Luke?
Yeah, I want to clarify, too. It is State Senator Chris Kapenga who we were talking about earlier.
Chris Kapenga. No, I have a little fun, right.
Right, but it was, and it's not his sword, though. I think it's important, is his pen is like a bobby pin to Trump's pen is like Thor's hammer. That's what the comparison was. So, and he was wearing Trump socks and his Trump mask.
Yeah, it's Kapenga.
But yes.
There's a guy named Kunyenga over in La Crosse, I think.
I want to, I think Kunyenga is in the Milwaukee area too, so I understand the confusion, but I wanted to, I quick looked it up. I saw the press release and just wanted to clarify for the
that's
listeners. But yes, this Mark Meadows is very impossible to know what he's saying is accurate then, because apparently that. He's just making up stories. He's making up great stories. So that's pretty strange.
Well, Mark Meadows, when he says, yes, sir, I am a liar, sir. Okay. How do you know he isn't lying when he says that? I mean, quite frankly, my own view is that when he publishes something in a book and he takes a year to write it, you got to pay attention to that. And in it, he said that Trump had COVID before he debated Joe Biden, put Joe at risk. Remember, he came late to the debate, so he couldn't be tested. And the moderator said, we're on the honor system. Well, that's a bad idea with Trump being on the honor system. Very, very bad idea. And so not only that, it's separately corroborated by other people. The White House physician did call Meadows, say, for God's sake, don't let him leave. Well, of course, he left anyway, infected other people. Now, the reason this is important and not just sad and funny, is that Mark Meadows is going to be testifying before the House. The House committee, bipartisan committee, not only are Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney on it, but the chief of staff to the committee is a former Republican congressman from Virginia, and it's the rational wing of the Republican Party. And he's going to be testifying. If he lies, it's a felony. If you lie to a police officer, an FBI agent, Congress, even on something fairly insignificant, if they want to nail you, you get pulled over by a police officer, you give a false address. You give a false name. That's technically a felony. Now, for the average person, they may not charge it. Maybe they would. It's called obstruction of justice. You do it to the Congress, and it's a very, very serious thing. Mike Flynn, the NSA head for Trump, who was indicted, pled guilty twice, and nevertheless slipped away and was pardoned by Trump, lied to FBI, to federal investigators, about some things. But Mike Cohen, remember his lawyer? He lied to Congress. If you lie to Congress, it's a felony. So what's Mark Meadows going to do? Is he going to say everything I said in that book is false? He said that to Newsmax, but Newsmax is not Congress. Newsmax is not the FBI. Just lying to Newsmax is not a crime. It's sad, but it's not a crime. So when he told Newsmax, that's right, it's fake news, just a lot of great stories that candidly talk about the miraculous work, the historic work that Donald Trump did. Miraculous, really, really miraculous work. Look, the level of sycophancy among these people, of brown nosing, is unbelievable for grown men. It really, truly is unbelievable. So I suspect what Mark Meadows is going to do, first of all, he'll turn over documents. If he doesn't do that, and he's already said he will be put in contempt, held in contempt, found guilty of contempt, 2-year felony, off to the hoosegow, and his only hope is that the Republicans take the Congress in November, Kevin McCarthy becomes Speaker, God forbid, and then withdraws the subpoena, and then they argue that, therefore, no harm, no foul. The legal argument to that is, though, he was in contempt of a duly constituted Congress at one time. That does not exonerate the felony. There'll be a lot of law review articles written about it. That's what these guys do. They just string it out through the appellate process. But here's what I think he's going to do in trying to sneak his way through. What he's going to try to say is, well, Trump tested positive, but then he took another test in one of the hastier, less accurate ones, and it came up negative, but it gets a lot of false negatives. Then he took another positive, and it was positive again. It was positive all the way through October 1st, and then October 2nd he announced it, but he debated Joe Biden on September 29. And he'll just say the media did not place enough emphasis on the passing of the test, the negative test, from the less accurate form of test, which gave a false negative. It's all stupid. It's all gobbledygook. The guy has no character. Mark Meadows. Yes, sir, I am a liar because Trump hits him. Come on. Come on, guys. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.